describing to you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're winning.
All right, all right. No problem.
And go.
Sisibuya from Dubai ngoba akuphathi kahle.
Khanya impawu.
Sisibuya.
Time.
Sisi. I'm talking to Khanya impawu. She's my sister.
Oh, lasizwe.
Oh. Why did you just say the guy who chowed 2 million?
Exactly. Hey! Hey!
We're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za if you want to use these studios. Hey, so I'm shocked I made it to work today because I was driving with Ghost Lady.
Okay.
And she was driving. Because normally I drive.
Oh, she's a slow driver.
No! Schumacher's got nothing on her, bro.
For real?
Fuck me, bro.
Hey.
She drives like a Kingza, you know, like a...
Yeah.
And then the window.
And I'm wearing a wig, love.
Wow.
Hey. At that time, I got
scared. Yeah,
I got PTSD because remember when I crashed, it was the curve, when I crashed the Mini Cooper.
Oh.
It was because of a curve.
Oh.
And we shot a curve 4-5, boy. Doesn't stop. I'm holding on to the car. I'm like, hey,
I can't handle curves, remember? Leave the curves to big boys, man. You know.
Let's ladies and gentlemen, we are back, podcast and chill like we never left, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey. Bikey.
Yay.
And bang.
Monday, we are here.
So yesterday I was playing at a gig.
Oh yeah, I saw that on your status.
Yeah,
nice. Dope.
I got booked by Rulani. Yeah, he's a chiller.
Oh, dope.
So he's got a spot. It's called, what's it called? It's called BBW and Coin Randburg.
BBW?
No, hey. BBW.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that name. Rulani. Why are you not inviting some of us?
So guess who I played after? Guess.
Devin Coco. BBW.
Guess?
Well, she's beautiful. She's a plus-sized lady who's beautiful.
Guess who's
sleep?
Nah. After your father.
You put it out the fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Dope, man.
Yeah. And dope,
how was
man.
He?
How did it go?
No, it went well because I was playing at 5 and he finished playing at 4:30. So as I was walking in, he was driving out.
Ah, so you didn't talk. You didn't meet.
No, I went up to him.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I said, hey, Groetman, how are you? He's like, cool, man. And then I asked him, when is he coming on the show? And he said, I must call him.
Call him. He'll probably come on.
Yeah. Call but him. What's he going to say on the phone that he couldn't say in person?
No. You know what I think? You know what it's like? It's like that whole thing. I bump into Ghost Lady. We did a Varsity Radio together at some point. And it's like, because she's seen me, she's like, we must hang out sometime.
Yeah.
You know the Johannesburg proverb.
Mm.
We must hang out sometime. Oh, yeah, we should. And you don't even bother taking the person's number. Because both of you know you're bullshitting one another. Right? Like, cool. 5 years later, we must do lunch sometime. Cool. So I think it's that thing. Like,
yeah.
If you wanted him on the show, you would have called him, right?
Mm.
So you are seeing him. And it's like, we should hang out on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Cool. So call him.
Please. Yeah, no, call him. I'll
please.
Call him. Yeah. That'll be one for the books, ne?
Yo. For the books. Bukali buka. Bukali buka. That's for the books, bro.
Anyway, where do you guys want to start? You want to start with Drake?
Yo,
start
Drake.
There? Oh,
eh?
Drake, yeah.
Yeah, let's start there.
Eh? Mash, is he done coming? You know he's got a hard-on for Drake.
I know.
He finished squirting.
Are you done, bro? He loves Drake, this Yo, guy.
This guy. Essence.
What did you think of the album, bro?
It's dope. It's Drake, man. I think it's Drake. And he feels to me a bit formulaic because we've heard everything, man. You know what I mean? What he dropped, it's nothing new.
Mm.
It's nothing we haven't heard. But it's a dope album. And artists do not owe us an evolution or a change of style. Mm. I mean, Kanye is doing it, is changing, right? Artists don't. I mean, painters are allowed to sell the same style till they die and they make millions. So should artists. And I think he's found his pocket and he has stayed there. It's a dope album. If you're expecting something new, something different, you're not going to find it in this album, but it's a dope album of dope songs and music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, Ghost Lady?
Fuck boy music.
But it's always trash. Done that.
You thought it was trash?
No, I hate Drake.
Oh,
I love
no
Drake.
Way.
Okay, I'm
wait, you
like,
love
I'm
Drake
not,
or you hate Drake?
Yeah. I'm not that like, oh my God, this album is the greatest. No, I'm not there. Sorry. Sorry.
What?
To all the Drake lovers, no way.
You're
we know. No, guys. No.
How that album is dope, bro.
It's dope.
Yeah.
What song?
I like the one you did with Travis Scott.
Okay.
I like that one.
Is that the one, the Girls Love Girls?
No, Girls Love Girls, no. Oh. That's no, but that's dope also.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
Is it just me? Oh, that song I'm hearing in the beat, the background, Girls Love Girls. I'm hearing Tamia's Into You, which was sampled by Pop Smoke in your special.
Mm.
Nah. But you hear it in the beat, but I went to the credits. I didn't see them.
It.
But it's there. If you listen to it, you'd swear they worked from that song and then removed the sample of that song. But I'm picking it up.
Well, that's he also sampled songs. R. Kelly, which was a big, you know, trending a lot.
Like sampled R. Kelly?
Yeah, there was a song by R.
Kelly. Oh, yeah.
And he didn't get any smoke for that.
Well, he has been, obviously. Because now it went to the whole, why did also Kanye, you know, feature, you know, your DaBaby and the other guy.
What's wrong with DaBaby and them?
Oh, DaBaby, though,
he had his own... What did is it? What did he say?
He said some homophobic stuff in a concert. Like some really explicit homophobic stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Hey, did you see the gays love us now, eh?
Yeah?
The gays love us now.
Hey, we
the
love
LGBTQ,
everyone, man.
Yeah, they love us. Yeah.
Yeah, they love us.
Yeah.
That's because
how
we love them
love
too.
Love
King Olwi did a space and he was talking about, you know, how... people that have wronged them in the community, how they can reform, and he used us as an example to say, look at these guys, this is what they did.
Hey
they
man, I've always loved Olwi since EJ days, man. I love Olwi.
Yeah. So they love us.
Thank you. Thank you. Dango.
Now we must work on the feminists.
We must work now on
Tsiki
the feminists.
Mazwai, yeah, we must work on Tsiki Mazwai.
Hey, but Tsiki Mazwai, man, I feel like she's not the right feminist. I feel like she has things are personal, you know? Like that. Yeah, but we love the feminists.
Yeah.
Feminists allow us. You'll see, we're not that bad.
Wait, what happened? I don't even know that the feminists don't like us.
No, but they think we are. What did she say, man? She did on After Chillers with Jaws. She said...
Oh, Tiki Maswai spoke about us.
No, about me. She said sometimes I'm misogynistic.
Oh.
At times.
Okay, at times. Yeah.
Okay. No, man. Is it just her now, or is that the voice? Or is she now the certified voice of the feminists?
Yes.
Oh, for real.
That's a title. I mean, what else? It's not like she released music.
No, she ain't releasing music. If she does, we're not picking it up.
Doesn't she do poetry?
No, but... No, come on, guys.
Doesn't she do poetry?
I'm faking it. It's not a shot.
Yeah.
But if she does release music, it's not landing. Like, we're not hearing about it. Mm. But you're right. We don't know
isn't
if she's
she
releasing
a poet,
music.
Guys? Wait. Tsiki Mazwai, I know her as a poet.
Yeah, when was the last poem?
You're a poet?
Yeah.
She is, but like, that's her claim to fame. I mean, doing poetry on music. Ayosana Urong, remember that smash hit?
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, we haven't been hearing poems from her these days.
And do you know feminism is actually like an ideology? So if you believe that everyone should be equal, then you're a feminist. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like you. So for Ntsiki, it's like she just hates men.
Oh, I see.
You know, she's not a real feminist.
Yeah.
Because if you're a feminist, the ideology is that everyone should be equal.
Equal.
Regardless of gender and stuff. That's what they fight for. They fight for equal pay and stuff like that. So Ntsiki, she just hates men.
Yeah.
And masks as it
feminist.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's dangerous, you know, almost toxic feminism. Because even men can be feminists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I like firm asses. I'm a feminist. Feminist. Difference, though.
Anyway.
But men can be feminists.
But I think I finally locked down the Drake Kanye discussion. I think I nailed it now.
Okay, hit us.
What I realized is that Kanye is a dope producer, not a dope artist. Drake is a phenomenal artist. Do you get me? If you listen to Kanye West's songs, ne, the most beautiful part of the songs are the ones where he's not part of the song. So it's like the chorus, because he's the one who conducts and produces the song.
But when he raps,
it's like, it doesn't land.
You're right. But 808 and Heartbreak showed us that he's a phenomenal artist.
Nah.
Because they was not even rapping. He was singing and auto-tuning.
It's just like DJs. There's some DJs that are good DJs but not producers. I mean, some producers that are good producers but not DJs.
Oh, definitely.
He strikes me like that.
I get you. And also, Nell was talking about the album. And the one thing you said, the production, right? That's what you said.
And imagine Drake on a Kanye West production.
Ooh. But guys, okay. Yes, I agree. Ooh. But the thing is, what people fail is with Kanye West is that Kanye West has evolved. And sometimes is that you are still, as a lot of us would say, oh, the Kanye West from College Dropout,
the sample,
Graduation.
He doesn't have liners. Like, tell me a line that he has said and you're like, wow, that's amazing. I can tell you so many about Drake.
Catchy.
Yeah, Drake is good quotables.
For days.
Like, when the album dropped, you knew Drake dropped because the TL was just quotes and quotes.
Yeah.
That's because he's out here just checking on women's purses for, you know, content. You know, that's Drake for
And OnlyFans.
You know,
he's big on OnlyFans.
Yeah. And he chows his fans.
He chows OnlyFans. You're right. We see you, Drake. But on the whole evolution thing and artists have changed, sometimes an artist can change and evolve and grow and mature, and it could be to the detriment of their craft.
But it's
it does not mean growth equals you getting better. It means you changing because you are making music according to how you are now and you weren't the same 10, 20 years ago.
Yes,
it does
yes.
not mean the music is going to be better. For example, Kanye has changed, but he can't still match the success of his first album.
You can say the same for Eminem.
You can say the same for Eminem too, also, right?
Mm-hmm.
You grow and your music grows, but it does not mean it's getting better.
You can say the same for Ziggy Marzouk.
Whoa.
When did she ever
Spicy motherfucker. Salty, in fact. Ziggy Marzouk.
I'm not laughing.
No, man. Wow.
So,
you know, growth is good. That's why I said artists, and this, I've been hearing this a lot. People say, yeah, but Drake hasn't changed. It still sounds the same. But they don't owe us an evolution or a growth or a change because we don't hold painters, for example, to the same standard. We don't hold sculptors to the same standard. So why are you going to hold musicians to the same standard of you must
But you don't paint
evolve?
The same artwork, though. You can't repaint the same artwork.
It's not the same artwork, but you can remain with the same style your whole career. Obviously,
yeah, but the thing is, we're growing. That's the thing now. It's the growth that we're hoping for in also catch up. But when it's like you're still doing... Because that's the thing. That's why I say Drake literally still sticks on fuckboy music. It's just literally... It's
the album cover is a fuckboy album cover.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Kanye, because it's working for him.
Oh.
Did you see the numbers?
Kanye West.
Kanye.
You see? We see you. But we see you. We have seen the light.
Like, which one?
Kanye.
Which one?
His numbers are crazy. I think it was the most streamed on Apple in 24 hours ever.
Yeah.
Most streamed artist.
No.
His sales, I think, is going to do, well, it's projected he might do 635,000. 1,000 units in a week.
Yeah.
And Kanye did, I think, 325,000.
Yeah.
Which is still great.
Yeah. But still
I mean, if you're going to place it next to Drake, it's humiliation.
Yeah.
But it's still good. Now, those are still, no one is doing those kind of numbers these days in hip hop, especially.
Yeah. So. But that guy, bro, he's been rocking. That guy is the most consistent.
That's
artist.
Drake, ne?
Sure, yeah, Drake, yeah, bro.
It's, and I think that's why he's able to do those kind of numbers, because people know they will not get a whack album or whack music, and the hype is just there automatically.
The longevity, you know, is insane.
It's insane. Like, the kind of run this guy's having.
Bro, from is, best I ever had.
It's fuck, it's ludicrous. Okay,
it's unheard of.
Ludicrous. It's not ludicrous. It's ludicrous. Isn't the English ludicrous?
Yeah.
Not the rapper.
I used to love ludicrous, you know, guys.
Shit.
He went to Fast and Furious quick. fuck this shit. He's getting that Fast and Furious bag, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is ludicrous. That bag is crazy. Anyway, speaking about music, Makazi. Anybody heard Makazi's album?
No, I haven't listened to it.
Fire, yeah.
Hey, Karaziwayani.
What does it mean?
Karaziwayani.
Karazi, yeah.
No, Karazi. I'm just saying, like, my Karazi. It's like my sister.
Okay, I get the
crowd. Like I'm saying, my sister.
Oh,
I'm just saying, my
sister.
I thought
that's the album title.
No.
What's it called?
Let me check for you. But it's fire.
It's fire,
bro.
Though, ne?
Yo, it's dope. She's going to own December in Limpopo.
Obviously. Yes. Yeah. She's like, yo, she's like the wedding soundtrack.
Yes.
I mean, she's like, I remember.
Every function, the party.
Yes.
You know,
I once went to like a vendor wedding and it was like that Makazi.
African Queen. That's what it's called.
Exactly.
African
that's what she is.
Ah, she is. She
beautiful.
Is
shout out to Makazi.
Yeah.
Did you see she got a new house as well?
Oh, yes, I saw her sitting by the stove there. Dope. I was like, damn, Makazi, your ass is hot. Nah, I'm kidding, man. But shout out to her. Ooh. Yeah.
I think she stays next to Oskita because they did a live.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, of them showing the house and stuff.
Woo!
Yeah, I think she's in Waterfall, yeah, because Oskita's in Waterfall.
They were just talking location.
Oh, wait, Mesh, take that out, eh? Hello, Oskita's a legend, eh?
Take what out?
We just dropped Oskita's location.
Ah, come on. Actually, no, but I don't get no Waterfall.
Like, yeah.
They're looking for Oskita, you know what I mean? So, come on. I think
you'll find Zahara out there with a guitar.
Oskita's be like, hey, shit, I forgot to call this one. Gave me her numbers. She wanted me to sign her.
Who else dropped? Did anybody else drop?
I know, and I'm anticipating Kendrick Lamar. Apparently, he's going to be dropping soon.
Oh yes.
He's also dropping.
He is dropping soon.
I can't wait, yeah. Kendrick.
You a fan of Kendrick?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Oh, big fan of
Give me your top five rappers, because lady.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Yeah.
All right. It'll have to be Kanye will be there.
Number one.
It's not in an order. No.
Okay.
Top favorite five.
Yeah, favorite five.
Mm-hmm.
I have Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Good.
Oh, I know... I loved Lupe Fiasco.
Oh,
I don't know what happened.
Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe was one of my greatest. Yeah.
Wow. Lupe.
50.
50 Cent?
Yeah.
Ah.
50. And who could be number five?
He also ran and went to power.
Yeah, his career also ran out of power and went to power. Ludacris fucking music career ran out of diesel and he went to Vin. Fucking hell. Gosh, these guys are rapping.
Have you seen Power? Ship. Bro, what a ball fest.
Power became what we thought it'd never be. It became
Empire.
But I knew
that was going to happen. Yeah.
Like,
I
literally,
knew.
Bro. It just went... I think after he died, after Ghost died,
mm-hmm.
right? It was finished. And then they started having these funny... what do they call
spin-offs.
Them? Spin-offs. Those I haven't even watched, bro. I just knew... A recipe for disaster, man. You know?
Yeah.
Like, especially when you're trying to link it to power. You know what I mean? Just call it something else. Like, Better Call Saul.
From Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't say Breaking Bad.
now Saul's, Call Saul.
Saul Eternity, or whatever. You know what I mean? It was just Better Call Saul. Oh, that guy from, yeah. Now they try to do Power Book, Power Play, Power, nah.
Yeah, but
it,
I think.
It didn't land.
Didn't land.
But I think it's not just a power thing. I think it's a problem with black creators that side. The storyline is always the same. Where there's power. I think we were speaking about this a few episodes.
We spoke about it.
But it never went up for some weird reason.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's always like, if you watch Snowfall, drugs. Corner, hey, he wants the territory, they kill this guy, and he's going to kill bad. Queen of the South.
Harlem,
the Harlem one.
King of Harlem. What is it? The one about...
It's always got to do with drugs.
Yes, yeah.
Selling drugs, and someone wants a territory. It's the same
Bumpy
old
Johnson.
Story.
Yeah. Story of Bumpy Johnson with Forrest Whitaker. It's always territory.
Yes, Forrest Whitaker.
Yes, always territory, drugs. You're right.
There's more to life than drugs,
bro.
Going
from nothing to, you know, and yeah, there is more to that.
Yeah.
But I think they're telling the story of the 80s and 60s. Yes, they were proper legit business, black business people, but a lot of the black people, their way out into becoming super, like, good, super millionaires was that, you know, the crime element, but that has changed.
Yeah.
You know, that has changed, and we need to narrate a different kind of story.
Which is why I like Money Heist. Oh.
Money Heist.
Yeah.
It is back.
Yeah, have you guys watched it?
I've not watched it yet. Please don't tell.
But it's also about crime. But I'm.
It's also about drugs.
Yeah, but different story.
Well, yeah,
yes.
It's not drugs.
Yeah, true,
it's
white
money.
People now, right? Doing the crime. Thank goodness. Right? So at least. Yeah. I checked it out, but I'm on 38 minutes of the first episode. Season 5.
I've clapped 2 episodes. I think I'm going to watch the rest when I leave here.
Me too, bro.
Yes, fire, bro.
Yo, Money Heist, bro, never disappoints. You know what to get, you'll get it. Like from the go. You know what I mean? It's like adrenaline, high paced. Let's go. I'm loving it, man. I just needed to catch up. Because I hate that about series. Like, I know Billions is about to come back.
Oh, is Billions coming back?
Billions coming back, dog.
Billions.
Chuck looks different. Chuck shaved his beard.
Like, for real?
He looks like a ghost. Like, he died. I'm forgetting the Billions guy now. Rob, Axelrod. He looks like Axelrod brought it back to life just to argue with him again. It's coming back. I don't know when, though. But the problem with that, I always need to go back and watch what happened in the previous seasons, like a recap, because I completely forgot the story. So I'm checking it out.
Shout out to Nelson McAmo.
Oh, Nelson McAmo, legend.
What has he done?
He partnered with Porsche.
Ooh.
And he designed his own Porsche.
Oh.
Yeah, a jet black metallic 911 Carrera Coupe.
Levels.
Did Popcast and Ride break that story, or are we breaking it?
Yeah, are they sleeping?
They did it.
They did.
That was a fraud.
Fuck, but how does that even happen?
Yo,
that's
so
amazing.
Just his car only.
Yeah.
This is not like he's doing a range of cars.
No, I think it's just his car, ne? It's just
his
car.
What?
He's designing a car.
He designed.
He'll be the one driving it only.
Yes, he designed.
Wait. Remember.
So is this still a partnership, or is it just your preference?
This is like Rolls-Royce.
Speak on the mic there.
Wait, I don't get it, guys.
Yeah,
I'm lost.
Yeah, I need to.
Because remember, like, Beckham's wife, she designed like a Range Rover.
Yeah, she
and
designed
that's
the Evoque. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen with Nelson? A car that will be out there?
Mesh?
No, it's one of one. So it's like how the lady Esther does for BM. So you can select your Esther Mahlangu.
Put some respect in Mom Esther's name, Lady Esther. That is some pop artist. That's
So basically, it's one of one. It's only his. He designed his own car, and that's it.
Please put the picture up.
Oh, yeah,
it looks sick, bro.
Wow, dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Now that's still dope. I hope he gets to design like a range.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
You know,
nice.
People don't know how big Nelson McAmo is.
No, he's huge.
Yeah,
he's
I remember
huge.
we did a scoop of the year with Scoop Makatin. What was I saying?
You're talking about McAmo, how big he is.
Yeah,
did a scoop of the year.
Yeah, so we did a live show with Scoop Makatin.
Yeah,
in Newtown.
Yeah,
and he came with Nelson.
Dope.
By the way, people think this is a prop.
No, no, no. Like, we actually have grandeur here.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we drink.
Yeah, like, we actually have grandeur.
Well done, well done.
So
yeah. Well done.
So he came with Nelson.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
And then while we were recording, I'm like, hey, shout out to Nelson for coming. And people didn't know who he was.
For real.
For real.
Oh. Nelson guys, he's know. Huge.
Yeah, he's massive.
He's massive.
His art has been on the cover of Time magazine.
Oprah has his
Oprah.
Art.
Oprah in Oprah's house.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's a Nelson Magamo piece.
And yeah. many. Like famous people have. Nelson
yeah, Mandela and yo, those things yo. Cost
the guys
are
massive.
They are
huge. Expensive. And chilled guy, very humble.
Mm. Yeah, very humble yeah. too. Yeah, man. Shout out to Bramakam. We must have him.
Let's have
as
him.
As a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, he'll come. Yeah. I'm working on him because he's friends with, you know, Macmillan, Basani Cleaners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Macmillan, yes.
Yeah, they're like best friends. So oh, I'm nice. Working on him. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Anyway, what else did I want to talk about? Ghost Lady, what happened in the streets? What's going on?
Well,
what happened?
Guys, did you hear about Toles Mo has officially finished his training to be a
Sangoma?
For real?
Yeah. I saw, he's good.
He's going to be like Thokoza Khehla.
Yes.
You know?
Thokoza Khehla. Wow. He's a Sangoma now. I saw a video like on Instagram. He's good with the dancing. They were like hitting the drum. And it was like, it's as if I was gliding. Oh, I know. He's good, bro.
Wow.
He's a Sangoma now. Yeah. That guy has lived.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember interviewing him on radio, like his first radio interview. He came with Ronnie Modimolle and was trying out to be a comedian.
Yeah.
And I remember, and I mean, since then, comedian, he's now a well, I knew him as a professional gamer.
Yeah.
Before he became a Sangoma, reality star.
Mm.
So he's going to be known as Umahambe Hleka. That's his...
Mamba
Hleka. Umahambe Hleka, the one who goes around laughing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, because a comedian slash Sangoma. Wow. So that's his...
Yeah, I don't know how to...
Sangoma name.
Oh, when you're Sangoma, you get a name?
Yeah, Pela, you know? Mm. You know, some people, Baba,
it's a new you,
bro. So...
What would you call yourself, so?
Yo.
Matluput.
No, that's already taken.
Yeah.
Umadli pants. Okay?
Umadli pants. What am I muffing? Hey, Umadli pants. Hey, Baba, tell me you can have pants. Where's my car? Let the show with you. He says he's right. My pants, I like that. My pants, I like that.
I think more, it also means like to a person who runs away.
No. Well, that's what you mean.
But I was trying to go with the pants, you know. Umadla pants.
Oh, the pants. Oh, my God. Oh, the pants. Whoa.
Yay.
Whoa, Umadla pants.
So I was trying to get this. When are you doing
it? Oh, my word. I like that.
Yeah.
No, but
you should write for Ntiki.
I should write for Saul. No.
Nah, man, shout out to Toles Mo, Sangoma. Yeah. And then at some point was accused of rape. Man, that guy's gone through a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think he can ever be accused of rape now that is a Sangoma. You
know? Yeah.
He'll ask for consent because like he'll be with this girl like, manja baby, let's have sex. What do you say? Vumani bo.
Siyavuma.
Right, that's 100% consent.
So that, that's what you must understand. What are they vumani po?
Yeah.
You know,
that's crazy. So is he gonna crack jokes during his concert?
That would be weird.
Yeah, that's gonna be weird, man.
People are coming there with problems. Come on,
yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bones.
How?
Telling jokes and oh man, flip.
Is this like a new thing to be a Sangoma, eh?
It's trendy, nah?
It's so trendy, guys.
It's crazy, because everybody, not everyone, but it's like, oh, a lot of people are getting the calling.
Mm.
But is it also that sometimes people are, like, misdirected?
abogobela, right?
Yeah, because that's the thing. You go consult and the
goba. Yeah, na bakshasha. Bakok. Let me say that.
Ayakhoqana.
Yeah.
No, like how many people go and consult and then they are told no, it's because you've got a calling. It's like a lot of people say that. Like, I've got a calling, so I have to do 1, 2, 3. It's just that I don't have time.
Yeah. Anyone had a calling yet? No, why are you so quick to? Neo was quick to say no.
Eh? Are you sure, guys? Huh? And busy with?
Huh? Marie looks like he'll be the first ever calling.
Yeah.
Neo looks like an ideal candidate.
Yeah, he does.
He's calm. Reasonable. You know, like, chill.
Yeah.
I can see us going to consult to him. Like, he can direct us.
Yeah. And you, ghost lady? I've never had a calling.
No. Now I feel like I'm called to myself, you know. I've got my center. I'm fine.
Mm. Do you guys believe in manifestation? Like manifesting?
Oh, yeah, yes. Definitely.
For real?
Yeah. Not like posting candles on Twitter and stuff, but I believe it. Yeah, like the power of attraction. If you're talking about that, I believe 100%.
What have you manifested that has come to life?
Yo, a lot of things, bro. Like, I mean, my whole career as far as like, not it crashing, but as far as getting into, you know, the space of radio and even this, but not in a new, but people, no, listen, I'm not lying. Hey man, you can't ask me and then.
And
say I'm lying.
So right? You knew Len would fuck up.
Not even, I didn't know I'd be on.
He knew. He consulted Toilet Smoke.
No, I knew. I remember like people would come across me and be like, or call me, hey, why aren't you applying for jobs? Why aren't you doing this and this and that? And for me, I don't know if it was manifestation, but for some odd reason, there was always something that said, if you'll be back where you need to be, and it'll happen when it happens. Mm. I remember calling a radio station in KZN and applying, and I was like, fuck it, this is not for me. I'm not going to do this.
Kakas.
For radio jobs. I think it was, what is it, Kakas?
Kakas,
it's not Vuile Zondi that I called. But I remember it was some station, you know? And trying to get Tony's numbers at Metro. Then I was like, fuck it, this is not for me. But I knew that I'll be all right. And I believed it and I knew it. Like, not the wishasha, but something in me said, Xoba Grandi, you know, and if it never happens, I'm very happy with it because I'm cool where I'm headed in my personal life. Either way. So I don't know if it's manifestation, but I believe in manifestation and believing and knowing things and seeing them. And knowing them. And it's a certain kind of, it's a different kind of belief. It's not like thinking about them. A lot of people think thinking about them, like sit and do nothing and think about something. No, it's not thinking about it. It's like, literally you can smell it, see it.
It's part of your being.
Sometimes you don't even know how it's going to come away.
But you know.
You know, and you feel like it's there. You've got it already. It's good. You know, so I believe in that big time. It's energy, bro.
Yeah. You're right, man. I remember when I lost my job, and we had just started the podcast. Mm. I was with Lynn and my woman, and they were like, "Yo, try get a 9 to 5. I know this guy. You can work here." I'm like, "Fuck that! I'm not doing that."
I never did that.
Yeah, I was like, "Hey, whatever happens, but I'm not gonna do something.
A 9 to 5.
Yeah, no way.
I never, bro. I was like, "Whoo!" I remember asking someone, "Yo." They got a job there, I didn't pitch for the interview.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Did I tell you about my crazy story?
Were you working on crazy?
Yeah. So I was working on crazy, and then I think I took a gap year after matric. So I was like, because I worked at Red Pepper, so they have like other productions. They were doing Cool Cats. Mm-mm. So I'm like, let me try this 9 to 5 thing.
So you were a Cool Cat?
Nah. So I'm like, okay, during the week I'm doing nothing. Let me try this 9 to 5 thing.
Yeah.
So I spoke to the director of Cool Cats. And they're like, all right, cool, come through on Monday. So I wake up Monday. I woke up at about 5. I'm excited, dog.
Yeah.
Took a shower, smelling good. I'm happy. I'm like, ma, I'm going to work.
Yeah. Responsible now.
Yeah,
look at me.
Cool time was 7. I get there at 7. I'm excited, dog. We start working. By 10. I was out, dog. I fell asleep.
What were you doing?
I couldn't take it, dog. I was like a runner.
Oh, gosh.
So I went to the back and I slept, dog. That was the last time they saw me. I'm like, ah, this is not for me.
Yeah, man. You know yourself if you're meant for certain spaces.
I can't do a 9-to-5. I tried, dog.
Me too.
I tried.
In fact, that was more what I preferred, a 9-to-5. That's what made me say, okay, I can't do... Because I remember I graduated to be in advertising, right? So, like, when I was in working in an agency, like, and moved to another one, that thing of working till late, then I was like, I'd rather work from a 9-to-5. And that was, like, gunning for... like jobs in corporate and where I know you start at 9 and leave at 5 or start at 8 and leave at 4.
Structure.
Because I did not like the idea of just you are in the office from 9 and could leave either 10, 6, 7.
But your whenever. Church job, isn't that a 9 to 5?
No, I don't have a job.
Kantikosli, what's happening?
She says she prefers I'm missionary. Ghosting. She doesn't work for a one. She doesn't work for a missionary.
Do you know what Ghost Lady does, dog?
I've heard some. What do you do?
It's just NGO work. You know, it's NGO work that I do on the side.
NGO. Yes. So outside of the podcast, you're the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Spirit.
Spirit.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Lady with many talents.
Anything else, Ghost Lady, you want to talk about?
So, on the other stuff, guys, did you hear about William Katsande?
Hey, Willard Katsande.
Willard.
Willard.
All right.
Katsande.
So, what happened was that, okay, he was allegedly attacked, like, which was like a road rage incident.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
So, recently, now the guy who was. His name is Jacobus Kukamur. Well, if that's his name.
Jacobus Kukamur.
Yeah.
Jacob. Jesus.
Sure.
Yeah. And he is the alleged assailant in this story. And yeah, so he was like given a bail of R1,000.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I saw the pictures.
It looked bad. It looked very bad.
Bloody. Very bloody.
It happened somewhere in Rudaport, like I think 2 weeks ago.
And have you noticed white people have the most rage on the
roads? Yo! Bro!
And you ask yourself, wow, you guys have the land.
Yo!
The money. Everything. Yo. Like,
why are you raging?
It's like they're just the impatience they have in traffic. Like, rather stay home then.
But they'll never fuck around with taxi drivers. Hey.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, no, they can't fuck around with taxi drivers. Because there's taxi drivers everywhere. When they see another one taking a beating, they will stop.
Mm.
Like, they will stop and they will pull out their things that they pull out from their cars. It's going to get messy real fast.
I know the worst that they do is that for taxis, they knock the side mirrors.
Well, who knocks the side mirrors?
Yeah.
The people who are
sometimes
enraged.
It's even your what do you call them?
The bikers.
The bikers. Yeah. The bikers.
Yeah.
They will knock the windows. Like
knock the windows of taxi drivers?
Not just the windows, just the side window. The side not window, mirror.
Side
sorry.
Mirror.
Yeah, the side mirror.
They knock taxi drivers' mirrors.
Yes. Yes.
They're not afraid of taxi drivers.
No, obviously, remember they've got the bike, so
Well, taxi drivers have got the guns. Those guys can be violent of the highest rank.
But normally it's in traffic. You see, it's when the cars are slow, it's traffic. What did he say?
I got it, my nigga. I got it.
I'll watch the show.
Watch the show.
So now they'll normally be in traffic when they do that.
Yeah.
So obviously, remember, bikes can just get away faster. Yeah. Like, they'll just...
I saw they said I didn't get that one last week.
Oh, Mendy.
The Mendy. I got it.
You got it. I got it too.
The Mendy. Like, you know. It's just that we did not laugh immediately. Yeah. But we got it.
You can't laugh at every joke.
How? That's disingenuous.
Yes.
You have to laugh if it's funny.
Exactly.
Right? No, it was funny.
But it was like, ha, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't understand also. Like, You know?
Mend your ways.
Yeah. So got it.
I've heard better.
You know?
Like, taxi drivers have
the highest
ranking. Yeah. Violence of the highest rank. Yeah. He said. Yeah, exactly. Oh, no.
That depends on the breed. No.
Anyway.
I got you there.
I got so many announcements to make, man. So many
already?
Announcements to make, yes. But before we do that, let me introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're growing on this network, Pinduka.
Yeah, we've
got a new member on the team.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Tanya.
Tanya! Uchani Tanya! Tanya!
She's now our lawyer. We've got a lawyer now, so.
Whoa!
Yeah, she's
going
to be taking
care
of.
Talk to my lawyer.
Talk to my Tanya.
Tanya!
Yeah, she's taking care of all the
legal
stuff.
Yeah.
The legal stuff.
Yeah. The suas.
And she's a chiller, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
When did you start?
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, wait. Sorry, what happened to the old lawyer? remember at the stretch meeting,
look at
there was a guy who rides a very expensive bike.
Yeah, look at
him. Yeah.
No, he was just helping us for the meantime.
Oh.
Until we find Tanya.
Oh, that's cool.
So he opened doors for Tanya.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
You make me look bad, dog.
How? looks like there's something shady.
Stop taking your calls. I don't know. It's not making you look bad.
No, but Lungelo is like G's friend, right? It's your
Len's friend.
It's Len's friend.
Yeah, I know him from Len.
Oh, he was helping us set up.
Yes, like, set up shop. Yeah,
when we're training wheels.
Yes.
Right?
And,
that's awesome. That's cool.
Because you got to understand, when we started, it was just like people just coming to help. You know?
Yeah, literally. And that's how companies grow, man. Yeah. The best companies, even.
So now I got Tanya.
Tanya!
When did you become a chiller, Tanya?
Okay, so last year, obviously, so I was pregnant, right?
Mm.
And we were stuck in the house with my husband.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was on Drake's album
Yeah. You should have used me.
Is your husband a certified lover boy?
Definitely.
He is. I know husbands are. Mine too.
Yes. So we've watched Money Heist, I think, like before it was, you know, popular to do so.
Yeah.
And then we finished it in like a week, episodes from season 1 to 4.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, what do we do now? And then he'd stay up at night. I'm like, dude, what are you watching on your own?
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, this crazy guy, McGee. I'm like, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
And then we went there, and then I went downstairs, and then we started
downstairs.
Watching. No.
We have a lawyer who is an upstairs.
When you podcast and chill, mid episode, you go downstairs. We all know how it is. Right?
That's how we got a baby.
Mike Dupont.
You see this name. We can follow you, man.
So we've been watching since then. I think I joined in because he was like watching the old episodes.
Yeah.
And then I think I started watching. I think was it Hulisani's
Cece. Yes.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, Cece, I used to love her back then.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hooked. I also liked, you know, it was so genuine.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was free. So yeah. So since then.
Well, welcome to the team, man.
Thank you.
So what's your company?
So the law firm is Tanya Mukwana Inc.
Mm.
Name and surname. So name, surname, Tanya Mukwana Inc. Attorneys, based in Centurion. I do mostly civil contracts, family law, and I'm also a notary. I was admitted last year.
Nice. Mm.
Thank you, Ghosty. And then we do wills and estates. But yeah, so it's just, it's basically like nothing much.
So you're not just our lawyer, you're the lawyer for the chillers. If the chillers need your services.
Tanya Mukwana. Mukwana, yeah.
Mukwana.
Yeah, so it's T-A-N-I-A.
We'll put it in the link description.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, if someone needs assistance like with like that civil contracts, family law, I'm your person. But also what I want, the reason why I actually remember I told you also, McGee, is that I saw a lot of mishaps with people in the industry, like up and coming artists, where they all fall for the same I don't want to say trap, but trap, where like they just sign contracts and not read them, and then later on when it's time to pay,
it's a pandemic.
Yeah, it is a pandemic. You know, there's when it's time to pay, they don't get their money because they didn't read their contracts or they didn't understand them. So if there's chillers or up and coming artists who need contract reviews, I'm definitely there for that.
Wow.
But also another field that I want to focus a lot on is women and children's matters. Mm. So I want to work with a lot of NGOs to try and help.
Kanye has an NGO,
ne? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy, Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, NGO. This.
That's the name, right? It is now. That's the name now.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So it's something. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a woman myself.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you see all of these heartbreaking things, you know, you definitely want to play your part and do what you can. You know, I mean, I can't stop the violence. You know, obviously, I'm just me, but I can definitely use my work, my profession, to assist where I can. So
thank you so much, Tanya.
Tanya
shout out to you, man.
Tanya
shout
out to you.
Shout out.
So now when we get sued, talk to Tanya.
Yes. Tanya Mkwana Inc.
Yes. Why, talk to a lawyer.
Why is it only like law firms are allowed to use Inc. Incorporated?
You know, it's just how we're regulated. Even the name, it dates like long, like back way back when. We have to use our name and surname. So if it's just me, I can't just use McG's surname, for instance. I don't know. It's just
what are you
implying?
You want the same name?
Oh, yeah. I'm married. I'm a married woman.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, I used to have my own law firm before, and then I changed the name when I got married.
Oh.
So it used to be my maiden surname then when I got married.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm kind of giving reps and preps for my husband's family here. So.
Yeah. I know a lot of people debate on that.
Upgrading them.
Awesome. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
She's a young black woman.
Yes.
Doing her thing.
Let's support, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
Okay, cool. So now when people sue us, well, I've already said that, ne?
Yeah.
Who said what?
Don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You said it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Talk to our lawyer. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And we will bill you 500K. We want 500K before end of day.
I wanted to play a game. Do you think we have time for a game?
Let's play a game.
Should we play? We haven't played a game in a while.
And we love games, though.
Okay, cool. Tanya,
we'll remove some of the content.
Me and you will be a team.
Yeah.
Me and Tanya will be a team.
Okay, no problem.
So it's me and Saul.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a hat here.
Okay.
It's called Guess the Celebrity. So you got 10 seconds to say who the celebrity is without saying their name.
All right. Oh. 30 seconds of celebrities.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah, 10
okay,
seconds.
Okay, yeah.
You count them. Yeah, so draw and
so
describe.
I'm
going to guess.
I'm describing to you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're winning.
All right, no problem.
And go.
Sisibuya from Dubai.
Kanye Mpau.
Sisibuya.
Time.
Sisi. I'm talking to Kanye Mpau. She's my sister.
Oh, Lasizwe.
Why did you just say the guy who chowed 2 million?
Exactly. Hey! With 10 through 10 rand donations. Hey! You should have said that.
Cost you my school fees. Tanya, no. I think this is your first gig. Last week was coming.
Don't talk to us. Talk to our
lawyers. Yo. Fuck them kids. Hey. But that story is weird, man. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
no, let's talk about it.
No, because they raised 2 million, right?
They did.
And then people, I think all of us knew it's going to get there where he either is accused, whether it's true or not.
Yes.
Right? But now, he then pointed to the people who donated, he passed the money forward to, who handled the administering of the monies whose
and they received the money as well.
And they?
Fundi. They are the ones that received the
Fundi,
money.
Fundi, yes. But now Fundi says 1 million, basically, rounded off, of the pledge money is what they received. Where's the other million?
Mm.
You see, now also pledge money. You see, pledges. Pledge, and number double pay. That's another problem.
Yes. Oh, there are kids that Fundi actually did and they came out, but now Fundi only declared 1 million, but 2 million. 2 million was raised. So.
But he doesn't strike me as a guy who needs the
money. No. Come on, Lasizo works very hard. We all see his work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like, explain to me like I'm five, you know? 2 million was raised, 1 million. Fundi says 1 million was received. Where's the other million?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I think it's tricky. I think we need all the facts before we can.
Yes. Like I'm saying, what are the facts? Was it maybe like admin fees? You know? What is
that?
A time. You know what I mean? Petrol. To go and colonize.
Your tank is not even ATM.
Yeah, you know what I'm charging? Something, you know? So we need the truth, those facts, to know what happened.
Is it my turn now?
It's your turn now.
Cool. Okay. Wait. Who came up with the names?
My woman.
You didn't see the names until you got here. Because you could have had a 10-second clue for all the names in your head already.
Yeah. Okay, give it to her.
No, like a 1 hour.
Just to be safe, give it to Tanya.
Oh, yes.
Give it to Simpiwe. Simpiwe, he will handle it.
No, she must describe.
Teammate. Mm.
Okay, so am I doing it?
Yeah. It's fine. No, you do it. How many rounds are we going?
Three.
Ah, cool.
I also don't know what I say, so.
Cool.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ish.
Oh.
Owner of Kalawa Jesmi.
Mosquito.
There we go.
Hey!
Yes. That is how it's done.
Hey! Okay.
Okay.
That is how it's
done. Now you give me, ne? Okay. MS, please, bro.
I almost said me in 50 years.
Thanks. Yeah, we're never going to get that one. You're going to know.
All right.
Okay.
Count Mesh.
She was on Blood and Water.
I don't watch TV.
Time. And you guys are pop.
Okay. Firstly, is she the only woman on Blood and Water? No. So that's a bad clue.
Oh my God, yes. Lotchi's girlfriend.
Who?
Temkos Lotchi's girlfriend.
He mised her when he was still on radio and she wanted to fuck her or be friends with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She wanted to be friends with him.
And he was like, be careful of the words.
That's your second gig. That's your second gig. They're coming for you. You're gonna earn here. Eh? You're gonna work. Yeah, you're gonna work here. Eh? You're gonna work real well. All right. Really
my
work.
Turn.
Yes, your turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Come on, you can do this.
Oh, if you punch someone boxing, what's it called? If someone cash time.
Oh, KO, yeah. KO. Kaza!
Done.
I think Mesh is not counting.
Nah, that was
good. No, we're just that good.
Last round. You should have said the guy who's had hip hop, who's been carrying hip hop this year.
Oh.
How?
Yeah, KO.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, it's me to you, ne?
Yeah.
Ah! Start the counter! Ah! Him and Somizi are apparently dating.
Oh.
Time.
Is it Vusi?
Vusi Nova?
So next time,
me and you don't need to be in the same team.
I feel so much pain right now, man.
And she wanted a 9-to-5.
So I'm like, so Meezy, feeling so much pain. I want to go home and get some Novocaine. To ease the pain.
Who is it?
It is Vusi Nova.
Are they dating?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yes. You're good. You're good.
We said allegedly,
guys. Vusi Nova.
All right, last one. Are you ready, Tanya?
I'm ready.
We 2 out of 2. Let's whitewash. Is it whitewash, no?
Yeah, it's going to be a whitewash-ish. Why am I still one name?
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Cool. She said we must pay her to be on the podcast.
Oh.
To do an interview.
Wrong clue.
The first it girl. Nontle Tema.
Time.
Oh, she did?
Mm.
That's a wrong clue, though.
You need to call her.
Yeah, they don't know.
You need to call her. Call her to order.
Oh.
Why?
Send her a letter.
Of demand.
Letter of demand.
I'm not happy, man.
To appear on the podcast.
Summon her.
Summon her. We'll be using this lawyer wrong, eh?
No, man.
Who's gonna go deliver? You know you gotta deliver the summon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You unsaid.
Got, you got served.
Yeah.
You got served. Where, where's she work now?
She's on some telenovela. I've seen her. Is am I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't watch this.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Man, I'm not happy we lost.
But I like Gomorrah. Oh, Gomorrah's nice. I've started watching Gomorrah.
The first season. The first season. The first.
No, no, no. I'm catching up now.
But the wait started.
No, there's too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
But it's dope, yo.
It's dope.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. Israel is good, dog.
I mean, Israel, dog.
Anyway. All right, it's time to know your cat.
Yay!
I just called Blake, you know. You gotta go.
He
knows his cash.
Nah, he knows his cash. Probably wrapping a deal there.
From Kiba Buday.
Hey, Nikki, have you moved from the golf course?
Yes, I have moved from the golf course. How are you doing?
Jamadon.
Top of the golf course.
Forget the food chain.
Get the polo.
Hey. You know what? Ghost lady, you should also try it.
I should.
You should.
Why are you only mentioning ghost lady? Like, we can't play golf, dog.
I know.
Like, yo, what's going on, dog?
We need more women in golf.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think you guys will be interested. You're hyperactive.
Oh, come on. Nikki.
You must know your crew.
Know your crew, man. Know your club.
How are you all doing? Happy.
All right, Nikki. Let's get straight into business, man. Today we're talking about insurance. Yes, tell us.
Now, in insurance, but in simple terms, is, you know, we all come together and we put money in a basket. If anything happens to one of us, we go into the basket and we compensate the person, you know.
Yes.
So we restore you back to where you were. That's how insurance started. Now, there are two types that I'll talk about. You know, there's the life insurance, which deals with you, your body.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen some advertisements next to you where they say, should you die? There's no should you die. You will die when you die.
No cap.
So that's the life insurance when you pass away, and then you can leave something for your kids, your family, so that they can meet their debt. Remember, we spoke about debt management.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the short-term insurance, which is now called non-life. Couple ones. One is your car, or the other one is for your house. You can insure your laptop. So we always encourage, as South African Insurance Association, that anything that you own, as long as it's available to you, always insure it. Reason being, even if it's your cell phone and it's older, if anything should happen to it, you might be owing other people. Mm-hmm. They'll pay it off, like your credit insurance, credit shortfall.
Especially if it's an iPhone, because those things aren't cheap. Hey.
Even if it's an iPhone, you should insure it.
Yes.
And then there's also, lately we have cyber bullying and we have cyber identity theft. So there's an insurance product that's already been created for the cyber crime. So you can have a cyber cover for things like phishing. You can even have what we call travel insurance. It's open now. Most people are going abroad. They're going overseas or around the provinces. Insure your luggage. Insure your life. And, you know, it helps. Because if anything should happen to you, en route to destination or coming back, your medical is covered. Your limbs are covered. And even your luggage are covered.
The plane can go missing. You never know.
Hey, these days.
Sorry?
I'm saying the plane can go missing. You never know these days.
It disappears in plain sight.
The plane can go missing, you know? So an insurance policy is just that. The policy is that document that they give you.
Yeah.
Always read it, you know. The premiums is that monthly amount that you guys agree upon. That every month around this period I will pay. And they sometimes give you a grace period saying, if you are not able to pay within the first, we will double debit in the following month. So always meet your terms and conditions so that it doesn't lapse. And then you are the policy holder, is the insurer for obvious reasons. So what people should know exactly is the access, the claim, and what sort of access they have. And the ombudsman as well. The ombudsman would be the company that helps you to lay a claim against an insurance company if they're refusing to honor their side of the story.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much,
Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
I will see you on the course next week, guys.
Of course.
Make sure you follow no_your_cash on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and make sure you take part in the quiz.
We did the quiz.
Yeah, we did the quiz.
So that's no_your_cash.
Do you guys have insurance? Do you guys have insurance?
Yes. I think mine is with Vodacom.
Oh, just for a phone?
No, the life insurance.
Aibo! Are you a cell phone?
Wait. Vodacom is life insurance?
Yes.
Life insurance?
Yes.
You covered for... how much? It's in people plot now. Life insurance?
Yeah.
As in when you die. Not when your network dies. When you die. There's a payout. Wait, Vodacom got life insurance?
Yeah, I got it a long time ago. Let me just check. Vodacom life cover, yeah.
I didn't know.
What are your premiums per month?
Like I said, long time ago.
In your head, when you see Vodacom life cover, what makes you think, Vodacom?
This is the one.
I must take Vodacom life cover.
Yeah, but
not that you shouldn't. Oh, your granny's a beneficiary. Wow, man.
You got it in that time. That's how long ago was it?
Well, they are a financial institution, so I guess they can.
Vodacom has life cover
with Liberty. Then I've got funeral with Capitec.
Actually, I've got also with Liberty. My pension is.
Yes. Mm. You know, then funeral.
Capitec.
Funeral, yeah.
Sure?
Cause like I've got an account, yeah. With Capitec, yeah.
Sure. No, also,
it's a funeral, man. It's like 100K or whatever to bury me. To bury me.
100K.
Yeah.
Who's gonna get it? It's me.
It's me and my kid.
But you'll be gone.
No, it's me and my kid who's covered. Just like, you know what I mean? I hate that, but it's life. So, because they asked me, I was like, put my kid in as well. Yeah, it's fine. You know?
I also have as well.
Yeah, those are the two big ones that I have. You know what I mean? Mm. Nothing in the house is insured, like fridges and stuff, nothing. I mean.
So, Tane, if we ever get a 100K lawsuit, we know what to do.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Don't get my funeral policy. Pella, guys.
Now I'm like, Jesus, Zoktish.
Pella, of course.
Zay Vodacom.
Yeah, Zoktish.
Oh, ask the SMS guy how that ended.
You can't get money out of Vodacom. You can't.
You can't even please call them.
All right, cool. Let me do some announcements. Fuck, I broke my headphones.
Shit, sorry, man.
It's fine. We'll get new ones. It's fine. Shout out to Ayanda Dlamini.
That's the
chiller that gave you the TRP watch.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shout out to Ayanda Dlamini.
The international chiller. Also, fuck, man.
Thank you so much, Ayanda.
Remember your speech last, I don't know if it was the previous episode or the one before, where you're saying people need to be members and subscribe.
I was explaining
the membership process.
The benefits of
Because of that, we've had so many new members and Patreons. And now, Thabang is back.
Thabang is back! Oh man, you see how the world works, man.
We can afford him now.
We can afford Thabang!
Yeah.
Oh no! Nice.
Thabang, look happy now.
How?
Thabang!
Come on,
Thabang!
How? Don't worry, you're not going anywhere.
No, you guys are still around. You're so good. You know? And Thabang screws though a lot.
The
crew that doesn't screw is no more.
Yeah. Crew, so he's going to be doing some of the shows.
Dope.
And Maligant obviously will be doing some of the other shows as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so we have two crews now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just going to work hand in hand.
No,
collaborative efforts.
Crews. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, dope. Nah, dope, yeah, man. Yeah. Dope.
And shout out to all the new members, patrons.
Thank you so much.
You see what I meant, guys? You see now, these 10 rands.
You open doors for people. Literally, when you know?
Like these 10 rands, you open doors. It can't be MTN and Vodacom and all these other guys chowing when you load airtime to buy data or your Wi-Fi supplier. You know what I mean?
There's room for everyone to grow, guys.
And I'm going to put up Java Part 2 for all the patrons and members.
Hey, people have been asking.
Yes.
For the DMs, WhatsApp, yo.
Yeah.
Patrons, you deserve it.
You've been behaving, so. Hey, I couldn't sleep the other day, so I went through like all the comments of the chillers, on all the shows.
Shit,
man, we have the coolest chillers, bro.
It's insane.
Like, there's no trolls, eh?
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Actually, we don't have any trolls.
No, man. There's this one comment that I saw. I don't know if I've got it here, but the guy was basically saying, "Oh no, I didn't like this because of that." And the response was like, "Oh, maybe you should try whatever." But it was so cordial, like so
and
matured.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like, "Fuck, this is trash."
No, that
type
isn't.
Vibes.
No,
we have the most amazing
nice.
Chillers are the best, bro. Like,
I've seen that even someone when they have like a negative comment, the chillers will come back and be like, no, don't.
Yeah.
Don't talk like that.
It's
that
kind
here,
of space.
You clearly look. You even chillers will be like, no. Clearly, here you are a new chiller. You don't know, or you're not even a chiller. Like, understand the show, and then you'll know how. Why?
But even when they don't like something, there's a way in which they say.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's malicious.
No.
I get what you mean. The best chillers, bro.
Oh, guys.
Also, all right, cool. So this week, myself and Saul.
Yeah.
We are going to be at Tops Denlin Super Spa in Mamelodi this Thursday between 12 and 2 o'clock for Grandeur Meet and Greet.
We'll
be signing
nice.
Some bottles.
So on Thursday at?
Yeah, Thursday, 9 September from 12 until 4, Tops at Denlin Super Spa in Mamelodi.
Nice one.
At the Denlin Shopping Center.
And you'll be signing bottles.
Yes.
Ah,
so make sure you come through Thursday between 12 and 2.
Nice one.
Definitely be signing.
We're
going to
be out there doing meet and greet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and this is my favorite.
Which one?
As shiny Zandala. As shiny Zandala.
Clap.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Which one is this one?
Next month, from the 11th, no, from the 18th to the 22nd of October, we are going to be in Ghana. We're coming.
We're going to be there with you.
Yeah.
Can't wait, man.
And we are super excited to announce the Chillers Getaway, an exciting all-expenses-paid experience to Ghana.
Ooh.
Three of you and your plus ones.
Yes.
We'll join myself and the whole crew to our first visit to Ghana.
Nice.
Here's how it works. To win this once-in-a-lifetime experience, visit epic-contest.com.
Epic-contest.com. So they're the ones.
Yes, they're the
who
ones
are hooking us up.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Epic
contests.
Epic contests.
Yeah. Epic contests.
Epic contests.
So this is how it works. Just go to the website and find the Chillers Getaway on the platform. Enter by submitting a piece of content, a photo or video of yourself. Then you have to earn the highest number of credits by either taking the quiz, using promo codes from our social media platforms, or by purchasing credits.
Uh-huh.
There's a live leaderboard on the platform that shows you in real time who's leading the contest. When the countdown clock hits zero, the top three participants with the highest number of credits will win the experience.
Wow.
So do you get how it works?
Yes.
So you go to the website.
Yes.
Yes.
You can either take a quiz, you can use the promo codes, or you can buy credits.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of the, because we're going to run this from the whole of September.
All right.
Yes.
Contest entries close on the 29th of September.
Okay.
Whoever, the first three people who have the highest credits
yes.
are going to come with us.
Okay.
Oh, to Ghana. So far away.
So far
having
away.
Having so much fun.
Yeah.
Ah.
Contest nice. Entries close on the 29th of September 2021 and the contest ends on the 30th of September. We travel on the 18th to the 22nd of October.
Kezo.
We are going, guys.
Yeah, we are going.
Going higher and higher.
And yeah, that's it.
Accra.
Oh, guys,
that's it. That's all I got.
Accra.
What do you want to say, boss lady?
Oh,
this
guys,
is all. I'm done.
Love, peace. Is anything that we're missing?
Also, yes, we're back on your TV this Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, Channel O, 9:30, we got Booger Love. That was dope, man.
Cabello, Booger, Two Shoes.
I wonder how they're going to chop it up, because it was like 2 hours, Nemesh. Yeah, it was 2 hours.
But on Thursday, we upload on the 2 hours.
Uncut,
Uncut. Dope. Yeah. Hey, I wonder, because it was 2 hours of good stuff.
Content.
Yeah. It's difficult. Hey, they've got a tough job, eh? Mm. To like remove some of that stuff is like, whoa. Yeah.
What did you think of Zahara?
Actually, I wanted to ask you guys, how did you feel watching?
That was dope, man.
It was beautiful, man. Beautiful. I feel like Zahara, I mean, beautiful. I think she never really got a platform to talk and explain, you know what I mean? Because like us, we drink, we like, but it is, they made, the publications made it look like she's got a serious alcohol problem. And God, they didn't really look like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's someone who just likes a good drink, but it's not really a problem.
It's not a problem.
Super talented, just sings off the bat, just like that.
Yeah.
Man,
but
Zahara.
You can tell she's lonely, man. Because she didn't want us to leave, eh?
Yo, she didn't want us to leave.
Yeah, she didn't want us to leave. You must check out some of the behind scenes. I put it up for patrons and members.
I saw you guys dancing there.
Yeah, yeah.
You stayed so at what the happened, back.
After we
you.
Shot, ne? That's when we started playing basketball and stuff.
Okay.
And then we're like, aye, we gotta go now. She's like, aye, why are you guys leaving?
Yeah.
Don't leave. She was sad, like genuinely sad.
No, let's dance again. Like, yo, trying to dance. I says, what? You want some dancing? Then we danced again.
Yeah.
And then
we were hungry.
Yes.
So we wanted to go eat. And then she's like, she'll come with us. So we ate with her.
Oh.
We literally went to a joint and we ate. Mm. Chat, had a chat. Then as we're leaving to go drop her off, she tells the guys in the other car that she was with, like, stop here. Then she stops and she goes to a taxi at the taxi rank and chats to the drivers and the people in the car.
Yeah.
In the Kumbi.
And then after the taxi, she went to the petrol station.
And then as we were driving to the petrol station, she's like, stop here. And she goes and she talks to the people in the petrol station.
Aww.
I eventually had to say, hey, see, it's a tanda, man.
You know, yeah, like, hey. Kasha, we love you. But yeah, she does seem, I think it's because, man, you know, her as these celebrities, man, you know, sometimes everybody wants something from you. Everybody wants to use you for something. And it's very rare to find genuine people.
Yes.
Now, a quick story. When we got there, her helper.
Yeah.
She was unwelcoming and so I was like, what's up? Why are you so like you're unwelcoming? Chill, dude. We chilled them. Look at us, you know. Then she was like, are you here to, what did she say? To my mom? She said, are you guys here to write lies about my mom? Mm. So she calls Zahara her mom, right? She's like, are you guys here to write lies about her mom? Because obviously she's seen so many journalists come into that house, interview her, take a pic or two, leave, and then the next thing, the story is, the narrative is alcoholic, fucked up her life, blah, 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 about to lose her home or whatever.
Yeah.
So when she sees cameras, her help thought one of those. And it turns out to be very, they were like, nah, we're just going to chill and have a conversation with her. We're not going to cut anything. Well, obviously, Channel O, it's TV, but you know how we do.
Yeah.
Right? On YouTube, won't cut anything. That's it. Mm. You know what I mean? And obviously, Zahara picked that up also, that just genuine people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, man. Very
long. It felt like she hadn't felt safe.
Safe.
In a very long
time.
And she could be free and
yes.
talk about anything. I mean, we spoke, man. There's an issue with one of the people she was working with. Mm. You know what I mean? And that guy came into the house and we're like, he's here. And also, she's so friendly.
Yeah.
Because she spoke about someone who screwed her up big time and the guy had the nerve to actually go to her house. And I'm like, is that the guy? Who he did that? It's him, yeah. Because he knows.
It wasn't
school,
by the way. It wasn't school.
No.
It was none of the TS guys. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's the kind of person she is. So, you know.
All she wants to do is make her music.
Yeah.
And keep her family happy and get paid for what she does. That's it.
Literally. And she did a performance, and but we couldn't put it up because she sang an R. Kelly song.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I wanted to mention that with that Drake R. Kelly thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Zahara performed for us. Beautiful performance. She said she can't perform her songs. They're too heavy on her.
Yeah.
You know, like they're very emotional.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we're like, ah, okay, she likes to go and perform R. Kelly. We're like, eesh. But she did, and obviously that didn't go up. You know, we don't want smoke.
And now the storm is over.
Anyway. All right, that's a wrap. Yeah. Let me go bump.
We wish. But people can check out the what's the next one coming?
Cabello.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Cabello.
So that is Wednesday, 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, check out an interview I did with Moonchild on BT.
Yeah, hey, I saw that.
How was it?
Madness Method. It was
yay.
I like how you asked her, because she was one of the people who shat on us,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And you're like, what did
there's
you say?
There's so many in the cave. Her, Busi, Swa, a lot. Yeah. And we're still going to bump into them somewhere. Yeah. I like how you put it up. Like, oh.
So,
and he acts
then
like,
what did you say?
He acts like it just came up now. He's been planning it. That's it. So they were talking about controversies. Like, yeah, people think, you know, we're not controversial for the sake of it. You know, mm-hmm. Like remember, like with the LGBTQI thing when that
yeah.
happened. You said something.
Think, yes.
Brings it up. But, you said something.
You said something.
What did you say? What did you do? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you do? Because you're here interviewing me now. I'm giving you the content now.
Yes.
You shattered me. Yeah, I win. What did you say?
What did you say? I love
beep
that
out.
One.
What was her response on that promo?
She said Patek or something.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Because she's like, how dare you bring that up, right?
Yeah.
Because she has some harsh.
Oh, cool.
Some
stuff
harsh.
Yeah.
A lot of them had. I remember Masa Sambangin. She was like, if I was a man, I would find them in beat them up. She literally said she would assault us. Mm. Remember? Mm. We remember those tweets.
We remember.
I wish
Game of Thrones, tell them the South remembers.
Mm. Mm.
I wish I could unsee that interview.
Which interview?
Which one?
The Moonchild one.
You want to unsee it?
I want to unsee it.
Why? It's lunacy.
But the way others wanted to unsee us. But unfortunately, we're on channel O now.
Yeah.
There's no other way. But because of our honesty, we're good. We're still on thing.
Yeah.
Where's the merch, bro?
Nothing we're missing.
Where's my merch, bro?
Hey, man.
I've been manifesting for a year, bro.
You've been manifest more.
You have
must
not
fast, Steven. Fast. You'll get it. No, it's coming, man. Well, I'm still playing around with some new things and new ideas, you know?
Yeah.
It's summer now. We're going to summer. It's coming.
Yeah.
By the time you go to Ghana, you'll have it.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is
nice.
It?
Yeah. And shout out to Trezor, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you guys saw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you see?
Trezor, you guys saw, right?
Drake.
Yeah, he's on the Drake album.
Yeah, we called him, bro.
No, I agree, but. You cut this out now. I'm for real. Actually, we gotta do a thing to link into that link.
We've already done it.
Because we just. What did it? Did we do it?
No, we didn't, actually.
We didn't do the segue.
We didn't do the proper segue. Yeah, we didn't.
No, we didn't do the segue.
We should have said, like, and big up to Trezor.
You should have said, and big up to Trezor. Fuck, let's call him. And then you're like, mesh inserted.
Inserted.
We didn't give him a cue. Do you have a cue?
We didn't. We don't have a cue.
We don't have a cue.
Literally.
He'll cut it in, man.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
He'll go from camera one to camera that says.
All of a sudden. Let's call Trezor.
Ah, yeah. It doesn't look good.
It's not.
It doesn't look good. So that's why we need to talk about it.
There's a word.
Doesn't sync.
Yeah, it's not seamless. It's disjointed. It would. Yeah. So I was trying to do a segue into Trezor. Okay. And it's like, oh, call him already. No, call him. But we didn't do that. We didn't bring him up.
How do you want to do it, Mesh? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah. Okay. Then you're like, anything else to me.
Cut out the patch we've just did now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Then we say, let's call him.
Yeah. So he said, anything else? Yeah. Oh, shout out to Trezor.
What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song that Trezor is in?
Yeah?
What's the name of the song?
It's Fountains.
Yes. Fountains, yeah.
Yes.
We're doing it now.
You already mentioned it.
Who?
Because we asked him, what's the name of the song?
We'll just say shout out. I'll just say shout out to Trezor, guys.
We'll go and call him.
Anything else? Hit me.
And then?
Big up to Trezor. Big on the.
Cool. Mm. All right. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
And then anything else?
Tresor! Bro, we spoke about the album. We forgot to shout out. Tresor is actually on the album.
Oh, let's do produced. It again. We need more.
Aye, what do you mean? I'm good. I'm there. Am I not there?
We're there, guys.
I'm there, bro. That was good.
No, guys, we're there.
I'm there, bro. I'm there. I'm up here.
I believe you, Saul. You're there.
I'm there. Guys, we need more oomph. Can't get more than that. They didn't sound like a live read, you know, like, oh, Tresor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there. Let's go.
All right, cool. Let's go. Keep yeah. that one. Let me.
No, play it at the end or something. No, after keep the trailers. No, we don't want. Okay, cool.
Anything else?
In fact, don't say anything else, because it looks like it must just be seamless. Don't say anything else.
But that's what he said at first. What before it disturbed me.
Yeah, don't say anything else.
He had said, because he said you.
Anything
then
else.
You asked me.
It mustn't
okay,
do that.
Because you asked me, is anything else we're missing?
Yeah.
You asked. Yeah.
But you're going to talk about Makwinya even.
Makwinya, I'm not sure. I need to verify the thing. Apparently.
It's a public holiday. Oh, no.
Is it a real one? Is
it's
it,
a real oh, day.
It's an idea.
No, it's, I guess it's there.
All right, let's go. Yeah, bro. So anything else?
You mustn't say anything else. Just start, Saul. Don't say anything else.
Yes. You know what? Let me start because yeah. he's already said anything else.
Yeah,
first.
Don't say anything else.
You see, yeah, he's
not
already
anything
said
else.
Before when I did it, and then he was like, no.
It must be part of a conversation. Just when I talk, Saul, talk.
I did a count in, dog. Fucking hell.
Camera 1 rolling, camera
2
rolling, camera 3 rolling.
Yes! Tresor!
Yeah.
That dude is on Drake's album.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tresor! Like, he's on a whole Drake
fucking. Why are you laughing?
He's tearing up.
Why are you laughing? He's crying. It doesn't make sense.
All of a sudden, he's like,
why are you crying? Why are you crying?
Now it's teared up. Like, all of a sudden it's teared up.
Right, let's just be honest. Mesh, no, it's fine. Let's just be honest. Keep it rolling. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. Yeah, keep it.
So everything. Keep it. Yeah. God.
We're just going to be honest now.
Okay, that's cool. Let's be honest.
Yeah. So we recorded Tresor before we started the show because he was busy. So we had to do the call early.
And also anything can happen during calls, like network or they don't pick up and it can kill the vibe of the show.
Yeah.
So we do them before.
So now we're trying to link the call to the show. And it's a
mess. It's not linking. The Congos are not communicating.
Not.
What did I do wrong? Because I was meant to say anything else.
The Congos are not communicating. Trying to call Tresor and the Congos are not communicating.
It's because you're making me laugh, dog.
How, though?
It's because you're also saying things that you are not supposed to be saying.
Okay, what was I meant to say?
No, nothing. So
oh,
it's supposed to, yeah, so it's just supposed to talk. So it can look seamless. Because now if we say anything else, it's like we talk about Drake and then we call anything else. And then it's like, Tresor. Oh, yeah, bro.
But that call should be in with during the Drake conversation.
Yes. But it must be linked with what we're going to talk about now. Like when we say, hey, remember also, Tresor is part of the Drake album, guys.
Okay, let's do one more time. Let's try.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
So I'm not saying anything.
You're not saying anything.
Wait, and what am I saying?
You're just going to talk.
Okay, now, where are you going to put the call in? Are you going to put the call
after this?
In the part
after
of
this.
Anything
after
else?
I could have explained after this.
Oh, okay, cool. No problem.
So they won't be shocked.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
So you just, let's talk now about Tresor.
Well, being yeah, guys. Dude,
here's
Tresor.
The call, guys. Here's the call.
No, fuck it. Yeah, yo. Put the call here.
Fuck it.
Actually, we fucked it up. We fumbled it. We dropped the ball.
This
we fumbled
bad,
it.
Guys.
Put the call anyway, man.
Hello?
Yo, Tresor.
Yo.
Ooh.
Yo, how you guys doing?
We good, man.
Yeah, man. We're happy.
We happy for you, man.
Yeah.
Big news. Shout out to you, bro.
Yo. Major.
Yo, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, how did the deal come about? Like, how did this happen, bro?
Man,
it's such a blessing. Actually, Greg team reached out to me like 2 months ago, and you see, they reached out, you know, and that's how everything came about. And just put down here in Johannesburg in my home studio. And one of my Tundi also worked on a production with me on it. So, you know, it's a very proud moment for my small company that started in a back room in Durban like almost 10 years ago. So I'm really excited, man.
Nice one, man. So did you write the song, produce the song? And which song was it, actually?
Yes, I wrote the song and worked on the production. But there's quite a few people in the production. Myself, Batundu sent to me. It's Noah 40, who's Drake's team, one of Drake's producers. And yeah, man, it's a song called Fountains, and features one incredible voice, Thames. And it's really just exciting because it's just really, really surreal to see it come alive, because I think met the guys like 2 months back, maybe 3-4 months ago.
Nice one, bro. No, congratulations to you. Big shout out to you, man.
Shout out.
You're getting royalties, right? Yeah?
Of course.
Now, imagine.
He's credited, so yeah.
Yo, in dollars.
Thank you.
Bro, that's Drake. I mean, the first week numbers are, well, the first day numbers are already like world breaking.
Yeah.
So world record breaking.
So you can retire, Trezor. It's a wrap.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing.
No, shout out to you, man. Keep raising the African flag high. Not just the South African flag.
Of course, bro.
The African flag
is from Congo, dog. African flag, man. And it couldn't have happened to a more deserving person. Very humble guy, chilled, working, is in the game just to work. None of the bullshit.
And we are here, podcasting chill.
Boom.
What's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like, right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Me then. To paint me. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron, if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.